I'd like to call the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay to order, please. Can we all rise and join in pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Director Steele.
That Steele guy. Okay. Public comment. This is the time when we open the floor to the public to come up to the microphone and address the board on any issues that they have that they may want to bring before the board, but that is not on the regular agenda for this meeting. Is there anybody in the audience that has any thing that they would like to bring forward? Okay, public comment is closed. Consent calendar.
Move approval of the consent calendar.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any public discussion? Hearing none. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Area agency reports. Anybody from? Come on up, Chief. Come on up and join us.
The guy's ready to jump up there.
You look anxious. Come on and do it.
It's been an anxious kind of day. Thanks for having me. Here is the operations report for Discovery Bay for the month of August. There are 57 calls in Discovery Bay in the month of August, with an average response time of 10:31. Majority of these were medical in nature. There was one major vehicle accident in Discovery Bay that required a helicopter to be used for a trauma activation to Children's Hospital. There were 623 calls overall in the district in August, with an average response time of 7:51. This included 7 residential structure fires, 2 commercial fires, 5 vehicle fires, and we only had 4 vegetation fires, and we chopped that up to August being abnormally cool. So as the weather cools, humidity goes up, we get less fires. However, as I learned this afternoon, starting tonight, it is a red flag warning until tomorrow evening. So just be wary that it's going to be breezy and dry. It's not necessarily the heat. So if you can pass that along to your residents, we start putting some stuff out that it is a red flag starting tonight, that would be appreciated. We also had 43 vehicle accidents last month, with an additional 10 requiring rescue, 2 auto versus pedestrians, and 5 motorcycle accidents. Just to touch on the vehicle accidents, again, we've been getting a lot of community groups asking why we have so many, and I talked with you, your board, about this before. I'm still keeping track of stats on that, and so I'm going to put something together more comprehensive for the end of the year to see. But we, again, are noticing a large increase in vehicle accidents. Again, it's a little disconcerting. I want to jump to September just briefly. So on September 16th, just last week, there was a vegetation fire just right outside here on Highway 4, right near Discovery Bay Boulevard. I just wanted to let everybody know that a subject was taken into custody for that, for allegedly arson fire. Contra Costa Sheriff's Office is taking care of that at this point, so it's in their realm. A little more happier news. Tomorrow morning, we are breaking ground on Station 55 in Oakley, so our fourth fire station. So that's a huge undertaking for us. It's a very small groundbreaking ceremony, and we're keeping it small on purpose because there's no parking over there yet. However, this is expected to be a 12-month build, and about at that 12-month mark, we're going to have a large ribbon cutting. You will all be invited at that point. So a year from now, plan on being at a large ribbon cutting ceremony. We are also going to be hosting some more town hall meetings coming up. We just talked about that. It's funny, I just got an email giving me the exact dates and times. So October 18th and November 14th, 2 more town hall meetings. Both will be held at the City of Brentwood Council Chambers starting at 6 p.m. And this is going to start winding down our strategic planning process. And for the last thing, it's time to announce our next open house, October 27th at Station 53 in Oakley from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that is my operational report for the evening.
Tell me those strategic meeting dates again.
October 18th and November 14th, both starting at 6 p.m. at Brentwood Council Chambers.
Go ahead.
So, Chief, a couple of months ago when we talked about the quantity of accidents, I know I went to the ECCFPD meeting.
Yeah.
And you had said there was not a rise in the quantity, but the severity was.
Right. I did some numbers comparison again last week because it seems to be getting visually getting busy, even for myself. What I've got so far for the year compared to last year is roughly 9% increase, which is not a lot. However, the number that's going to jump out at everybody here is there's been a 42% increase in the accidents with rescue.
Yeah.
So the more severe accidents, and that again, I use disconcerting, and I think there's even a better word that's a little scary that we've seen that kind of jump in our severe accidents. I'm going to keep tracking that again for the rest of the year, and I'm going to put together a better report by giving it to like the first, second week of January. I should have some better like overall percentages and how that compares to years past.
So as you do there, is it just a layman's suggestion? We've got Highway 4 that's been improving, speeds increasing, and it seems that there's an awful lot there. We've improved roads in Oakley, O'Hare, and some of the other roads, and those are the roads also that we're seeing more accidents. So, the police like to say the speed that causes the accidents, and in this case, it could very well be as you do your search.
Yeah. From what we've noticed, a lot of it is speed. A lot is speed. A lot is distracted driving, cell phones, or just not paying attention, and just poor driving decisions. We've had, in the last 6 months, I would say at least two of the accidents on Vasco have been because somebody decided to flip a U-turn in the middle of Vasco Road. And one of those almost wrecks was myself in my personal vehicle, so I can speak from experience. And I had a person just out of the blue flipped a U-turn in the middle of Vasco, scared the daylights out of me. So I got to witness firsthand how this is happening. And I really do believe, especially on a personal level, be it that I live in East County too, and so does my family, that people just need to slow down, they need to pay attention, they need to stop with the distracted driving. And we do need some more enforcement out here.
With regards to the new station, 12 months from now, you're going to have a nice brand new station. Is it going to have any personnel in it?
That's what we're trying to figure out right now.
Okay, there hasn't been anything pushed forward yet with regards to either, because you still won't have any more staff than you currently have at this point. So will a station be closing to open that one up?
No, there will not be a station closing to open that. That will be a fourth station when it opens. We are working diligently, hardly every day, late hours, to figure out how we're going to stop that next station. And now the countdown's on, so we have 12 months to figure that out. So we are just working on that, and that's all part of the meetings coming up with strategic planning stuff too. So,
your strategic planning meetings, are these more of what you've already had, or are these?
So what these are, as we've had the groups of meetings before.
Like you had right here at the school.
Right, and then the board had workshops themselves. So the fire board gathered the information, analyzed it, made some suggestions and changes. Now that info is going to come back to the public for two more meetings, so they can see what everything's come up with, and then that's like the final of the process there.
So those meetings you can attend, because one of them I'm out of town for. So if I attend the other one, I'm going to get the same information that was given out at the previous meeting, most likely.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Any other questions? Hey, Chris, any other questions from the board?
Thanks.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
On a housekeeping issue, we're not doing those. Why did we do two meetings in a row? I thought they were all done at the same time. So they couldn't make it.
I think.
Okay. Anyway, monthly water report. Let's hear from Veolia.
Evening. So the month of August, we continue to save prices on 160,000 hours of no lost time or recordables. We did letter safety. That is the issue. All monthly reports were submitted on time. All wells were active. We had a little 112 million gallons went out to the community. Water production is still way below our 2013 baseline. Reduction was around 26% to 2013. We're still doing good there. Highway use works with the water production. Wastewater had a good month, no issues. Plant running beautifully. You can see our numbers are very low. Non-detect on our coliforms, things run very well. No permit issues, all lift stations are working. We did start our sewer assessment this month. We started over in the Lakes community. We'll be working for the next 4 to 6 weeks. You'll see staff out, pop a manhole, doing a testing of all the sewer lines. Then we'll, after we get that done, we'll go back and do a flushing that needs to be flushed for TV. So that'll be happening over the next 6 weeks. And staff continue to do a great job on keeping the work orders down to a minimum. Questions?
Any questions from any questions for the public? Any questions from the board?
How's substation after?
That was doing beautifully.
Some guys working out there last month.
Well, they were just cleaning out periodically. It builds up a little bit of grease, so we have to suck off the grease so they'll keep moving flow.
Didn't we retrofit that about 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
2014, early 2015. So yeah. Great.
Anything else from the board?
No.
Hey, Bernie, thank you very much for being here. Thanks for the report. Appreciate it. Good job. Item F1, staff.
Yes, town parks and landscaping are divided into 5 zones, 3 owned by the county, 2 owned by the town. I requested that Harris and Associates provide us with a scope of work to develop strategic alternatives for efficiently dealing with our zones. The scope of work is included in the agenda packet, and Dennis Klingelhofer and Rick Clark from Harrison Associates are here to present the scope of work and answer questions that you may have. At the end, we'll look for a decision on whether or not to approve that scope of work. Gentlemen.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm Dennis Klingelhofer with Harrison Associates. I head up our public finance group. Harris is headquartered here in Contra Costa County in the city of Concord. We've got about 15 folks as part of our public finance group, and really what we focus on is working with communities similar to down at Discovery Bay, looking at assessment districts, and how do you balance that cost of providing services with the revenues coming in, and what alternative revenue sources or mechanisms are out there. And so we talked with Mike, and he provided copies of the county's annual engineer's report that has 3 assessment districts that cover various areas within the town of Discovery Bay, as well as a copy of the assessment district Zone 9 that is the town's assessment district, and a map showing the area where you get a property tax allocation. And so based on some discussions with Mike, we put together a scope of work that includes a number of tasks, but what it in essence boils down to is looking at the services that are being provided, where the revenue is coming from, and the limitations on the use of that revenue within the various zones, looking at where you have the cost of service, or at least the desired cost of service, greater than revenues, and how you balance all of that. And really going through the scope of work that we presented, the goal is to provide a business plan with recommendations on how you get from where you are today to having a sustainable funding strategy that provides a level of service that community members are looking for, and the revenue sources that you can use to provide those services, whether that's working with the county to go through a Prop 218 process to increase assessments within their zones, having the town of Discovery Bay take over those zones from the county, and the issues associated with that, increasing assessments in the zone, the town zone, you know, or any combination thereof. And with that, really happy to answer questions that the board may have.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I did, I think the board did copies of some of the questions I had asked. And my thought process, my question today would be, has your firm worked with other communities where you've had a 218 property owner's election, and how successful have they been, or do you have thoughts along those?
Yeah, I mean, every community is different. Yeah, we've done literally hundreds of them since the passage of Prop 218 in 96. And I can tell you that virtually all have been successful. And let me explain that a little bit. And, you know, as you go down and look at what your options are, you know, quite honestly, you don't want to go out and do a property owner election if you think you're not going to be successful. Because going back, if you're not successful the first time, it's much, much harder to go back a second time and have a successful 218 election. So we've worked with agencies and presented the alternative, said here's what your assessment needs to be to fund services at the level you desire. We don't think you're going to be successful. And in those instances, we would recommend that you either reduce the amount of the increase that you're looking for or postpone the election until you can do some additional community outreach, community education, and build consensus that when you go out and do that ballot, you will be successful. And there's different strategies to do that, whether it's, you know, oversight committees, you know, other types of outreach. But, you know, again, in my experience, I've been doing this for 25 years plus. You want to be successful or feel a high likelihood of being successful when you go out and do that ballot.
Yeah, and I would agree 100%, but that my initial gut feeling is we're going to have something special in order to get the property owners to agree with an increase, and depending on what how much that increase would be. If we were to go down the road and say consolidate all five districts into a brand new one, and looking at the analysis of incorporating some of that increase for recreational thing, because we don't have any funds for that now. Have you had any success dealing with something along that line?
Yeah, I mean, you're similar to a lot of other agencies that we've worked with. We're going through somewhat a similar exercise right now, working with City of Benicia. They've got six different districts. Some of them are upside down in terms of revenue versus expenditures. We're working with them to develop a long-term funding strategy. They've got areas that have some pretty substantial assessments. Other areas are much lower. Some areas don't have any assessment, but yet still use community parks. Yeah, I've worked with a number of park and rec districts you know, that have community centers and provide a variety of programs to residents or citizens.
In this scope of work that you're presenting today, speaking of reaching out to the property owners, is that part of what is in here?
No, so we have not included community meetings in here. We see that as sort of the second phase that, you know, what we proposed is the analysis. Here's a series of recommendations that would come back to the board. I would anticipate, you know, after you've reviewed and said, okay, we think, you know, strategies 1, 3, and 5 are the best, that's the point that you want to go out and get some community input.
If I fast forward, just so, because we have to watch the money, taking that second step and getting into the community engagement activity and taking it up and possibly going for an election, what's a possible range of fee for that?
I mean, depending on what you want to do, I mean, you're a small enough community and I think you've got enough, you know, interest in mechanisms that you can go out, you know, with the outreach activities at fairly minimal cost. I mean, if I had to give you a number, I would say it's, you know, $5,000 or something in that range.
No, I didn't mean to say mail outs and that kind of thing. I meant your firm's services.
I mean, we'd be happy to come participate in the meetings. Yeah, I mean, again, that's...
All right, so yeah. Significantly less than what
yes, the best. Yes, okay. Yeah. Right. I mean, I think you all are the best messengers. I mean, we can come and talk about the analysis here under assessment law or whatever the mechanism is, the steps that you need to go through. But I think, Mike, you as board members, other representatives in the community are really the best messengers.
You're going to want to play it publicly.
Then if I ask a question,
sure.
If we were to approve this proposal this evening, what's the timeline? What's your estimated start date, completion date, and so forth?
We're ready to start. It's probably a 90-day study. Want to give you recommendations before you get into the process for the 19-20 fiscal year.
Great, thank you. So if I'm hearing you correctly, one of those options might be going out to the voters on Prop 218. Okay, so that's where it gets expensive, because then you have to pay for, you have to pay the county for putting
up. If it's an assessment, it is a mailed notice and ballot to property owners. So you don't go through, it's not registered voters, you're not going through the county. Our experience, it's about $2 a parcel. It's probably a high-end estimate.
That brings up a question. I guess that would be similar to either an opt-in or an opt-out kind of a thing. The property owners would have to respond back either objecting to or agreeing to.
Yeah, so the way it works under the assessment process, a notice and property owner ballot is mailed to each property that would be subject to the assessment. The ballot has I support, I oppose. They're mailed back and the tabulation is done based only on the ballots returned and the weighted by assessment amount. So you would have to get a majority of the ballots returned to support
this is in favor.
The assessment.
Sewer and water.
Weighted by assessment amount.
You have to get the majority of the ones returned or a majority of the ones mailed?
Returned.
Great. Which HOAs would like that?
Is there a minimum that has to be returned a certain percentage to make a ballot?
That makes it much simpler. Any other discussion? Chris, you have a question?
So we move forward and I would take the recommendation that we accept this proposal.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion from the public? Okay, hearing none. Call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Carried.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Item two, please.
Okay, many agencies use sick leave incentive programs to discourage sick leave abuse and absenteeism and to motivate employees to only use sick leave when they or a family member are ill. Employees in Discovery Bay accrue 80 hours of sick leave a year with a maximum bank of 160 hours. On August 23, 2018, staff brought before the Internal Operations Committee a variety of sick leave incentive programs being used by other agencies. After review of the programs, the committee's recommendation is the following. Regular full-time employees who have been continuously employed with the town for at least one full year may elect annually the first week of November to exchange sick leave for its cash equivalency on the following basis. In the course of 1 year, if an employee uses less than 1 day of sick leave, the employee can cash out 2 days of sick leave. If they use less than 2 days, they can cash out 1.5 days, 3 days, 1 day, and if they use less than 4 days, they can cash out 1.5 day of sick leave, and that's where it is. So I have a kind of a detailed chart in the staff report that breaks it all down, and we're looking for over the board.
Are there any clarifying questions from the board? Any comments from the public? Comments from the board?
I'm assuming that most of the employees are smiling about this.
Some are.
Okay.
It's going to affect some and it's not going to affect others.
For clarification, we went over this and this is the plan that we asked staff to move forward with. I don't remember all the details. Just want to clarify that it is what we discussed prior. Okay.
Right, we had a committee meeting. We went through
you guys
a half a dozen different proposals and we kind of tailored this one from other ones down to what was appropriate. We think for a town that's got to pay. It was appropriate, it was affordable, it was easy to understand, easy to implement, and I would move approval.
Thank you for that hard work, more than I wanted to do to try to analyze it. I appreciate that. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, the motions have been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any director's reports?
Yes, we did.
We had a finance meeting, nothing to report.
We didn't have nothing to report, I guess.
We had a finance meeting, nothing to report.
Okay.
Chris,
do you have something?
Yeah, I just want to thank the Town of Discovery Bay Community Center and the great car show we held here last week. It was a success. It was well-attended. A lot of people from out of the area came out and took a look at the community for the first time or second time. And I would imagine if I were here someday. So anyway, it was well-attended. It was well-organized. It seemed like it was a very family-friendly event.
And 80-something cars. I mean, there was a lot of cars here. Great selection. Awesome. Well done. Nice. Reminder, a reminder, this Saturday, Summer Jam, final one for the year.
5:00.
What's that? 5:00. Anything else to report from the directors? Manager's report? You guys have anything? Mac, I want to talk to you. Remind me to have a question. And then general manager report.
Yes, I have a couple of items listed on the agenda, but I'd like to start with one that's not on the agenda.
Sorry, I can't do that. Go ahead.
With your permission, thank you. I want to give an electric, our electric sign update. The electric signboard land use permit has been quasi-completed by the county, but there's two issues. One is the cost of the permit, which is upwards near $10,000. And of that amount, I'm requesting a waiver of fish and wildlife's fee of $2,281. So they're going to take that under consideration and try to get that waived so we can save some costs there. And then also associated with that sign is they did a mitigated negative declaration. And in that, they want a lot of mitigated acquiescences by us. And most of them are doable, but there was one in there. They wanted to eliminate any sign scrolling of the data. They just want it to appear, and then the next line to appear, and then the next line to appear. And so I'm asking them to revisit that and see if they'll allow us to scroll. It's not a huge issue, but they've been asked to revisit that. Once they get back to us with that, then we send them a check for the permit process, and then they put the MND, the mitigated negative deck, out for noticing. And then from that, I believe it goes to the Board of Supervisor for their approval, and that's just the land use permit. Now it goes over to Building Department, and we'll have to deal with the Building Department. So that's where we're at.
Perhaps Supervisor Berg is going to assist us with
that. They already have. It's actually... I'll get to the point. They helped me with the perhaps we can get a waiver from Fish and Wildlife. So they did a good job. Okay, so that's the electronic sign update.
Thank you for the update. That's good. So I anticipated start date. Do we have?
Well, now that we're going to go over to the Building Department, I don't have an anticipated start date. I really don't know what that process is going to entail.
No idea. So it's been about a year since it's been approved, so we're finding politics to be a fun and challenging.
There was a lot of unanticipated requirements that we had to face in this project, and so it's been a slow process of getting those accomplished and approved by the county. We worked at the pace of the county.
Sure. As a thought, does Timber Point School scroll?
Yes. And it does. There were some other mitigations, such as flashing, explosions. They also do that. But, however, This is on a main boulevard, four-lane road, so two lanes in one direction, so there's a little bit more of a challenge. And I think that's why it's coming up for us.
Okay.
Because scrolling's
not a benefit. Item 1B, sir.
Yes, sir. I wanted to bring you up to date on the Groundwater Sustainable Agency. So in your packet, there's a detailed staff report on what's been happening. As you recall, we are one of eight East County GSAs that have entered into an agreement to work together to produce a state-mandated groundwater sustainable plan, a GSP. In brief summary, there are three topics I want to just brief you on real quickly. One is that we have made a request to split the Tracy sub-basin along geographical lines with San Joaquin County. If the split is granted, we will only have to submit one GSP from our East County group. If not, we will have to prepare a GSP in coordination with the other GSAs in San Joaquin County. So what we're trying to do is just divide the basin. We have the better portion, quite frankly, and we want to control our own destiny without the influence of the other half of that basin. So that's before DWR. The application's been made, and we're hoping that that gets granted. We're in a 30-day comment period, so if anyone has comment, we would appreciate them bringing it to the attention of our board or any of the other member agency board. So number two, our group has also provided DWR with notification that we will pretty soon be starting the process of preparing a GSP. And as such, the GSAs must now engage in a public outreach process. This includes taking comment from interested parties and inviting public input and participation in the development of the GSP itself. We have updated our Discovery Bay website to provide information to the public and encourage participation in this process. So that's now on our webpage. And then lastly, our GSA group, the East County group, along with the San Joaquin County group, have applied for a $1 million DWR grant to help fund the preparation of the GSP. However, if the basin boundary modification is approved, that amount, if awarded, will be split $500,000 for us, $500,000 for the San Joaquin group. So that should help with some of the expenses in preparing this plan, which is going to be a huge undertaking. Last, I want to update you on the agenda and minutes page of our website. Carol came to me with a great suggestion on improving how we organize our agenda and associated materials on our website. The idea is to make these documents easier to find for the general public and for the rest of us. So Carol, I'm going to turn it to you for a presentation.
Okay, I have a before and after demo, and I'm going to pull up the website so we can see the agenda and minutes page. There will be the August meeting section of the website that I'll go to. And on that page, once we get there, it'll just be pretty obvious how it's not as organized. It's just going to take, I'm in the editing mode as well, so we can see a lot of different things that are kind of grayed out. But the August meeting, you can see here we had the first meeting and the second meeting and the agendas. Out of that. Shows up the packet and additional materials. You can see everything's kind of listed down. But on the new page, which we're planning on doing the first meeting in October, to have the table, which I created, and I believe it's going to be much cleaner once I get to that place. And you'll see the October meeting is set up, but it's all just templates in there for now. So you have your agenda, you'll have your packet, and then, of course, the additional material, audio, and approved minutes. But on the additional material, it's going to be a one click.
Well done.
And you'll get to that new page, and that'll be all the additional material for that one meeting. So it's a much more organized format layout, which I think will be easier for everyone that's looking at our website to be able to find the documents that they want per the meeting that they're looking at. So I'll go back to the table so you guys can take a look at it again if you want. but I'm excited. I actually copied what we had for resolutions, and it's a table, and I said, I don't really know why I didn't think of this before, but October meeting will have the, what, you're laughing at me.
No, we're with you.
Okay, we're getting there again to look at this. And so each meeting is listed out just for the rest of 2018, and it'll be as a nice table where you can just click and see what you want.
Is this information posted prior to the meeting?
This information is only a template, so this information is actually not published, so it's just here for our viewing for this meeting.
I understand, but in the real world.
Right, in the real world, in the live site.
So our next meeting is on
October 3rd.
October 3rd.
Right.
Once the agenda is approved, it would be posted here on Friday?
Correct. It'll be here on Friday along with the agenda packet.
And then as material is added, sometimes we don't get a report until just the day of. It would be added then
the next day.
The next day after the meeting. Today at 3 o'clock, if it came in or whatever it is.
And whatever Mike's approved as far as what.
It would be, looks good to me.
I like it.
So, yeah, I agree. Very much, very simple. Everything's right there.
It looks very nice, and
thank you.
We're going to start from this point forward. We're not going to go back.
No.
Okay.
This will be starting in October, the first meeting in October, and this point forward for all meetings, all the committees, and all of the board meetings.
I'm curious, the additional material. I like the layout. That should work really good. It's really fast and easy to look at. The additional material. Do we add the sheriff's report and the fire report? You can come back later and get it.
Exactly.
If the sheriff doesn't present that, where do I find that information?
Under additional material.
Don't hand this out.
If it's handed out, it's normally handed out to everyone, and whatever's handed out to you all and on the table is additional material.
Okay.
But as far as any.
Have that in before packets.
Yeah, they
never happen.
Yeah.
Thank you. It looks great. I support.
Thank you.
Well done, Carol.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike, I need to go back to your item 1B, which is the sustainable water, okay. Not the electric sign. Do all of these agencies that are listed on the map that Rudolph was calling you to put together for us, do all of those use groundwater?
Yes.
One of these districts here uses groundwater out of the sub-basin. You know what I'm talking about. This map.
They have an interest in that sub-basin because they overlie the sub-basement. Is that correct?
I can try to answer that.
Go ahead.
In order to be part of a GSA, you need to be impacted by groundwater decisions. So they may not sell, they might not directly use, they may be impacted in some other way. But the general language out of the water code is impacted.
Okay, so then looking at Contra Costa County here, as I look at this map, the ones that are in Contra Costa County, in that area that we're talking about trying to separate, they may or may not use groundwater as part of their delivery.
Correct.
Okay. So I think they all do. I was curious about that. Okay, moving on. Correspondence is listed. Any future agenda items? I'm sorry, Council, did you have anything for us?
They overlay that subdivision.
Yes.
They're impacted by the decisions that are made by that.
Do you have any? Council, have anything for us?
Nothing for me this evening, thank you.
I'm sorry, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Any future agenda items? Okay. Let us do this. Adjourn.
Thank you.